Jedi! Drask bellowed, making the word a curse. Do something! But for that first terrifying second, there was nothing either of them could do. Luke fought for balance, feeling Mara's chagrin mixing with his own. The room kept falling, far faster than the planetoid's own weak gravity could possibly have pulled it. Too late now, he realized they'd been decoyed into a disguised turbolift car. Then, so unexpectedly and abruptly that he nearly fell over, the car braked to a halt.
Good day, Jedi.
The disembodied voice came from the control panel beside the side door.
Good day, Blue One.
We are called Chiss, Drask corrected the voice tartly.
Ah, good day then, Chiss. I'm Jorad Presser, guardian of the people.
Interesting way you have of greeting peaceful visitors, Mara commented. You at least going to come out where we can talk face to face?
Whom I deal with is my decision, not yours,
Presser said.
For the moment, that's not going to be you.
For a very short moment, Mara countered. Or do you really expect this box to hold us for long?
Long enough,
Presser assured her.
Let me explain. The reason you've stopped moving is that your turbolift car is currently sitting at a gravity eddy point, being balanced by two equal and opposite focused repulsor beams. If either of them is cut off, you'll be instantly shot through the tube to smash into either the dreadnought you just left or the dreadnought you were intending to travel to. Either way, it will be very messy.
For your vessel as well as for us, Drask warned. Such an impact may do serious damage to your structural integrity.
I don't think so. Of course, none of you would ever know for certain.
True, Luke conceded. I presume there's more?
I know about Jedi lightsabers. I know you could normally cut your way out of the car with ease. In this case, however, I'd strongly advise against trying it. The power and control cables for both repulsor beams are wrapped in random patterns around the car. Cut any of the wires, upsetting the balance of forces, and it will be the last thing you ever do. Don't bother trying to communicate with the rest of your people either. All comlink frequencies are being jammed.
There was a click, and the voice was gone.
Interesting, Drask commented, turning to face Luke. Aristocrat Chafon Bintrano has often stated that the Jedi are honored and admired by all. Apparently, he was mistaken.
Very much mistaken, Luke agreed, looking slowly around the car. There are any number of people who don't like Jedi, he continued, lifting his eyebrows at Mara. She nodded to the control panel, then put her hands together in a right angle. So she'd come to the same conclusion he had. Nodding back, Luke slipped off his emergency kit backpack and popped it open. Mara picked up the explanation. Of course, most of them are criminals or warmongers. She had her own backpack off now, her fingers sorting through the contents. Corrupt politicians don't like us much either, Luke added, digging beneath the ration bars and water tubes and pulling at his liquid cable dispenser. Mara was already ready with her contribution, her MedPak's tube of synth flesh wound healer. I wonder which category Presser falls into. Maybe none of them, Mara said. Stepping to a corner of the room, she began laying a thin bead of the synth flesh into the line between ceiling and wall. Maybe he just doesn't think talking to us would get him anywhere. Maybe, Luke said, coming up beside his wife and playing out an equally thin line of liquid cable on top of the synth flesh before it could solidify. Not here in Chiss space, anyway. If they even know where they are, Mara said. An uncomfortable silence descended on the car. Mara reached the corner and continued on along the next wall, Luke right beside her. Liquid cable, which solidified instantly on contact with the air, was designed specifically not to be sticky, so that it wouldn't hang up on anything as it was being extruded. The synth flesh, on the other hand, was designed, just as specifically, to stick solidly to wounds, protecting them from the air and further injury. Together, they made a perfect barrier against the age cracks and anything that might be hidden behind them. Once they finished with the walls, it would be a simple matter to block the view from the control panel with one of their all-temperature cloaks. If Presser didn't interfere, they should be finished in a few minutes. Presser didn't, and they were. There, Luke said at last, stepping back to admire their handiwork. That should at least keep them from watching us.